Welcome to the Lifeway Student Ministry Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Trueblood, hosting across the table, John Paul Basham.
Yo.
Thanks for listening to another episode. That was a strong yo today. I love it. We are pumped about today's episode because it's another one of these things that we love to do called the student pastor hot seat.
Hot seat.
I wasn't here for one. Did you do the sound effect for that one too?
I didn't.
Dang. I didn't. We missed out on that one. But we're going to be calling Jason Light, who is a youth pastor in Alabama. We're going to put him on the hot seat. We're going to ask him some questions. But before we do, I want to remind you of the free training that you can get for your volunteer leaders, free small group training at lifeway.com/student-ministry-training. 6 video sessions along with discussion guides that you can lead with your volunteer leaders. You can walk through those. You can be ready to launch well this fall. 6 distinctives of Bible study is the topic. So head over to lifeway.com/student-ministry-training and claim your prize. Now we're going to call Jason. Jason Light, everybody. Here we go.
Hello?
Jason.
Hey, John Paul. What's up, man?
What's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. I'm glad to hear from you. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing awesome. I'm sitting here with Ben Trueblood.
Hey, Jason. What's up, man? We've never met.
Yeah, Ben. I've heard your name a few times though. How you doing, man?
I'm great. It's good to talk to you today. Thanks for making time.
And we also have our producer Nathan, who we've just decided to call Professor Nathan from now on.
All right, Professor Nathan, how you doing?
Yeah.
We don't let him have a mic, so he says good, but nobody can hear him. So
just let me know when he waves.
That's exactly right.
So Jason, how are you, man? How your wife? How your kids?
I'm doing well, man. My wife and kids are doing good. They're my boys are growing fast, man. I'm trying to slow them down. I realized on Saturday I'm about to have a 9-year-old.
Wow.
And that's not quite as traumatizing, I guess, as next year when I have a 10-year-old. But but no, they're doing well, man. We're happy serving the Lord here in McCalla.
So yeah, so you are. Tell us the name of your church.
Yeah, I'm at Tannehill Valley Baptist Church in McCalla, Alabama.
And you've been there. How long you been there?
9 years. It'll be 9 years as well in November. So
that's awesome.
Almost 9 years anyway.
Yeah.
Is that anywhere near the old Tannehill Golf Course?
It is right across the street.
Nice.
That golf course is no longer a golf course. It's now
gone.
A subdivision. And that is the product of sin, I'm sure, because that golf course was a fun golf course to play.
Man, they used to do like a minister's special rate.
Yes.
It was like half price or something from what I remember.
Yeah, well, you could go at 3 o'clock and pay $7 and play all night. I could play till the dark.
You could go in the morning and play for $16 with a golf cart, unlimited golf.
Yeah. So
that's why they're closed.
Yeah. Well, most of us were working in the mornings, you know. So
those are the intern days for me. I was like, I gotta go.
Yeah, exactly.
Meeting some students at the golf course.
Exactly. Yeah, it was a fun time.
Well, man, so you're on a segment of the Lifeway Student Ministry Podcast called The Hot Seat.
All right.
We've got some questions for you, and we just kind of want to learn from what's going on in your ministry. So if you don't mind, I'm going to launch in to question number one.
That sounds good. Let's do it.
So here's the first one. What is your main focus in ministry right now?
Well, right now, so if we're talking about just this time of year, every summer I do like a ministry and missions focus. My idea is that our students have a lot more time on their hands. They're not pushed academically. So I want to encourage them to look outside of themselves and really push themselves to do missions and ministry. We do our mission trip in the summer. We do a VBS for a church. Actually, a church you're familiar with, John Paul, at Eastern Valley. We do
Eastern Valley.
We go to Eastern Valley Baptist Church and do their vacation Bible school. I take my students and they teach and they lead it, and it's really a cool time. So we're doing missions and ministry focus right now.
Eastern Valley, for listeners who don't know, and I assume that's every listener on the podcast.
Exactly. Try to put that on a map, man. Try to point that out.
That's the church where I got my start. I was the worship pastor at Eastern Valley for a short little stint there.
Now all the listeners know why John Paul always adds the musical interludes when we have them.
You know, that's where Crystal grew up. So my wife grew up there at Eastern Valley, and so we're still connected to the church, and we just try to help them out and minister to their kids.
Man, I love it. So where are you going on your mission trip?
Well, we actually just got back. Last week we went to New Orleans and worked with a church down there, Broadmoor Community Church, and did a day camp for them. So we've been in New Orleans. I'm trying to recover from that. So, and then you put me on the hot seat. Thanks, bro.
That's right. And you preached a funeral today, right?
I didn't have to preach it. I was there, though. Listen, check this out. I'm going to be at the funeral home for either a funeral or a visit every day this week. So all the way to Saturday, we've got people that are connected to our family and connected to the church. And so, yeah, it's a time of ministry and mourning as well.
So that can kind of lead into our next question, because that's honestly something we don't talk a whole lot about on the podcast, focusing on student ministry. But I know there are a ton of student pastors out there just like you this week who preach funerals and are involved in that kind of atmosphere. What's something that you are either learning right now in the moment or have learned about ministering to a family that's going through something like that? And if that family has teenagers, like how to speak into their lives in the moment of loss.
Yeah. You know, one of them does have, two of the families do have some of my students in them, a grandmother and then one grandfather of a college student that I've seen go through junior high all the way into college. So, a lot of that is built in being consistently there, you know. So I've been with this family for now 9 years, you know, ministering through their joys and through their pains. And so when they are mourning and hurting, you know, I feel very welcome to be there to comfort them, if that makes sense. It's not awkward at all, because I've been there consistently. The Lord has placed me in their lives for a long time. That's the benefit of being at a church. For student pastors listening, the benefit of just being at a church for 9 years now, and hopefully for longer, is paramount. To be in their lives consistently from junior high school all the way into college. By the time they're in college, you're a part of the family. And if you have built that relationship and been consistent, it is, it's huge. It's hard to do that when you're at a church for 2 years here, 5 years there, 3 years there. And sometimes that's out of the control of the pastor. I get that. It's not all in their control. But if you can find a place that'll take care of you and let you minister to them and teach, you know, that's key to be there.
Yeah, those relationships that you build with those families. I remember when I was coming up on the first grad's day of my sixth grade class that I started with and saw all the way through 12th grade.
Yeah.
And looking at the impact in those relationships and the investment in the whole family. I mean, it's not just ministry to students at that point. It's ministry to the whole family.
You're exactly right. Yeah. That's so cool. One thing I've never gotten used to, by the way. I still have not, in almost 20 years of doing ministry, is student ministry, is the graduations, the changing faces, it still breaks me every time. I'm like, man, you know, it's rough.
That's because every time they graduate like that, you're like, dang, I'm old.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And then I see them get married and I do weddings and things, and I'm like, oh goodness. I taught you when you're in seventh grade.
So where do you see God moving the most right now in your ministry?
Two ways, two areas, but I think they're really in the same. One is in the importance of discipleship. So this is the thing. I've started to learn that I'm not building a church per se. I'm not building a mass of people. I'm building people, not certain people, but people. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah,
does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So I'm as much as God will give me to the ability to give my attention to individuals and to raise up leaders and to build into people rather than trying to just build a big group that I can call, you know, the biggest youth group in town. I want to be able to look at people and say, I've seen him grow in the Lord. That's my ministry. So the importance of discipleship, one-on-one or one-on-three or one-on-five, however some people define a discipleship group. That's I think that's what I've been learning. And going along with that is when we talk about relationships, is that's how you build relationships. You give yourself to people rather than trying to split yourself over a group of 30, 40, 50, or even 100. You try to focus in on individuals and really pour into them and help them to pour into others.
I think that's awesome. How, and you mentioned this briefly in there, is that pouring into the leaders. How mm-hmm. big of a role do your volunteer leaders, the people that you have alongside you, how big of a role do they play in that kind of personal approach to discipling students in your ministry?
Yeah, see, that's huge, because that's something I'm still trying to instill in our adults or our adult leaders. Is that understanding that we're not building a youth group, we're building kids or students, and so trying to help them, their mindset to be centered on the individual as well is something I'm still teaching them, still learning myself, but still teaching them as well. So whether you do it in a structured, formal relationship where you say, okay, you're going to disciple this student and you're going to disciple this student, or you just let it happen organically, trying to get your volunteers on board with that understanding is key. Yeah.
So one of the questions that we love to ask student pastors, because one thing it does for us is give us an idea for what to do next, is what are you preaching through right now?
Oh, that's good stuff. We're doing the ministry and missions emphasis kind of, so that's what we do all summer. And since summers are kind of, crazy anyway, people in and out, vacations and things, we do a few guest speakers, especially right there around.
You hadn't called me yet.
No, I haven't.
What's
happening? You want to come down?
You got a guest speaker thing going on, and I hadn't had the first phone call, not a text, not a Facebook message.
You forget about Birmingham, dude. You're like, Birmingham, where is that?
I thought you were my friend, Jason Light.
we're gonna talk soon. So we do that around our mission trip. But I'm actually gearing up to teach through the Gospel of John.
Sweet.
On Wednesday nights, I want, especially when they start back to school. So in August, on Wednesday nights, I try to gear that towards always sharing the gospel. I mean, it's just a gospel centered. If you bring your friend on Wednesday nights, they're going to hear the gospel. And so what better place to go than go through the Gospel of John, where John tells us, you know, I've write this thing so that you may believe, and in believing you'll have eternal life. So I'm going to teach through the Gospel of John and, starting in August and ending when, who knows when.
Man, I love it. I'll tell you what, if you bring your friend, and by that I mean me, your kids will hear the gospel.
I like it.
That's good. We one of the questions we always like to end with is more of a selfish question, but like in a good way. So what is the best thing you've done to develop your own leadership and develop yourself lately?
Yeah, well, I'm an avid reader. I'm always reading, and so I can give you a couple of the books that I'm in now, and that I'm reading with some of my students. I just finished up after the, for the second time, The Cross-Centered Life by C.J. Mahaney.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm in the middle of All of Grace by Spurgeon. Man, if you want to know how to bring people to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and introduce them to the gospel, All of Grace by Spurgeon is I mean, that's basically what he's doing. He's trying to explain to an unbeliever the gospel. And so just reading through that.
I saw that one on your Facebook page, and I have not read that one before.
Oh man, pick it up, because it's so conversational. He's just having a conversation with an unbeliever. It's really good stuff. Now, I mean, he'll bring up questions and he'll explain different things, and it's good stuff. It's not very it's an easy read. A lot of Spurgeon stuff is not very difficult if you can get the language barrier, I guess, the real English.
Yeah.
If you can understand that, but as far as understanding his illustrations, it's really good stuff.
Now, is that one that you said you were reading with your students, or is that?
No, I was reading that devotionally.
Okay.
Just me picking it up and reading through it. The two that I'm reading through with my students, and I almost don't recommend someone it'd probably need to be a college student, someone who likes to read. Reading Knowing God by J.I. Packer.
Ooh, good one.
It's really not an easy read, but it's fantastic stuff. And so me and one college student are slugging through it. I don't know how you would say it. He's pushing through the reading. We can't really go fast because it takes you some time to soak all that in. But J.I. Packer's Knowing God is fantastic. But one that's easier to read that I'm reading through with a younger guy is What is the Gospel by Greg Gilbert. So
I haven't read that one either.
Neither have I.
Oh, yeah. That's a Nine Marks book. And so, yeah, pick that one up. What is the Gospel? I think it's a small book. It's not very thick. But it's really a thorough explanation of the nuts and bolts of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. So I would recommend it.
Man, Jason, it's been really good to talk to you and catch up with you and hear some of the things that are going on in your ministry, man.
Yeah.
I'm encouraged by what's happening at Tannehill Valley.
Thank you, man. We're blessed, man. I tell you, and a lot of student pastors are going to argue with me, but I have some of the best students in the world. So they bless me every day. And it was good to hear from you. And now that you've invited yourself to come and speak, I'm going to have to get on that, man.
Hey, he's going to have to pay you because that's the way the invitation went.
Exactly.
That's right.
You heard it. So we got this on tape, man. That's good stuff.
Jason, it was great to spend some time with you and get to know you a little bit. I appreciate you carving out time to be on the hot seat.
You're very welcome, man. I hope to hear from you soon.
Hey, right. Tell Crystal we said hey from Nashville.
I will do it. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
See you.
Bye-bye.
This has been another episode of the Lifeway Student Ministry Podcast, hanging out with Jason Light. Man, good stuff there from Jason.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for books to read, you heard him describe some of the ways that he is developing himself as a reader and some of the topics that he's reading through. Man, I love these conversations. They're always so much fun.
Yep.
All right. We'll see you next time.
See ya.